Most people who've hiked or camped in bear country know the risks and the precautions they have to take to be safe. People hang bells from backpacks and store their food far out on a tree limb or lock it away in special bear-proof containers. Now there's a new piece of camping technology that may keep bears from pawing their way in. Aaron Alpern of Wyoming Public Radio reports.
A small group is making camp in northwestern Wyoming's Absaroka Mountain Range. The campers pitch their tents in an open area at the base of a wooded hillside. Snow-covered peaks tower in the distance, and two small streams trickle by on either side of the camp. They're about 30 miles from Yellowstone, well inside grizzly bear country. And on this trip, Amanda Cantle has brought something new to keep the bears away from their food, a prototype electric fence.
So, the way you set this up, it is kind of folded.
The fence actually looks more like a volleyball net, held up by fiberglass stakes, which they place in a circle around their food, 12 to 15 feet across, and about 200 feet away from their tents. The netting of the fence is connected to a battery-powered charger, about the same size as a VHS cassette. The whole fence weighs about 8 pounds and is small enough to fit in a backpack.
It drives in the bottom, and there's stakes on the bottom of these, about 5 inches.
It takes Cantle just a few minutes to get the fence up and pulsing with 6,000 volts of electricity.
People hear 6,000 volts and think, boy, that's cruel and unusual punishment just because a bear's being a bear.
Willie Cunningham is one of the designers of the bear fence.
But it's not cruel at all in the context of if that bear had gotten rewarded, if it had gotten some human food and eventually ended up having to be killed. That's a much worse alternative than getting your nose snapped by a little electricity.
Cunningham and co-designer John Gookin both work at the National Outdoor Leadership School, a nonprofit school that teaches wilderness and leadership skills. Gookin says their fence will do more than just keep bears from eating your dinner.
This doesn't just leave the bear at a stalemate and not getting your bear hang food. The bear loses the game because it gets negative feedback, and so it does aversive conditioning of the animals by giving them negative reinforcement for messing with our stuff.
The fence was also designed to be more convenient than current methods. Bear-resistant containers can add an extra 5 pounds to everyone's pack, and hanging food over tree branches can take over an hour sometimes. Plus, there aren't always trees at higher elevations. But before the fence can go on the market, it needs the approval of the U.S. Forest Service. Kim Barber, a Forest Service bear biologist who will help make that decision, says there are still a few kinks to work out.
Wyoming Game and Fish tested it last year, and one of the things they found is if they set it too close to a tree, they had a grizzly bear cub actually climb up the tree, go out the limb, and drop down inside. So we quickly learned that placement is very important.
Still, Barber thinks it shouldn't be hard to identify all the bugs and write a user guide to go along with the fence. He expects the fence will be approved next spring. Back in the Absaroka Range, it's morning, and the fence is still standing with the food bags undisturbed inside. It doesn't look like any bears were present the night before, but the risk certainly was. While hiking a short distance from camp, Ryan Hutchins, one of the campers and an instructor with the National Outdoor Leadership School, identifies a series of grizzly bear paw prints.
The mud's dried here a little bit, but it looks like the last time it was wet, a bear has come along, and this is its. This looks like a front paw print.
For NPR News, I'm Aaron Alpern in Laramie, Wyoming.
You can see the rear pad of the paw and then the toes, and you can actually see a little bit here the claws.